Gemara Daf Chesam at Beis quotes the Machlokas Tanoim as to whether Rechava needs Hasro. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says that Lo Nitna Hasro Ela LaHafen and Shovig Memezid. He claims that Rechava doesn't need Hasro at all. Presumably, he seems to be holding that the purpose of Hasro is simply to define the Metzias if a person knows that there's an Isser. So since the Chava knows what the Yisurim are, there's no need to be Master him. Then the Chachamim hold no that a Chava needs a Hasro. The Gemara wants to connect this machlokas to the machlokas Tanoim and our Mishnah as to whether Motzi Shemram needs a bezdin of Esrim Shlosha, or it's enough to have a bezdin of Shlosha. Rabbi Meir holds that a bezdin of Shlosha is enough, because we're talking about a case where the woman is an Isha Chaveira, and the Eidim claim that they didn't give her Hasra. Rabbi Meir goes like the Chachamim who hold that a Chaver is Sara Hasra, so the Isha Chaveira really needs Hasra. So because she never got Hasra for Misa, for being Mizana, then there's no way that it'll lead to Dina Nefasha. So that's why Rabbi Meir holds that it's enough to judge the Mominus of Motzi Shamra with a Bezin of Shlosh. And the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim hold that Chaver doesn't need Hasra. So even if the Eidim didn't give Hasra to the Isha, it could lead to Dina Nefasha. So since it could lead to Dina Nefasha, even the Mominus of Motzi Shamra requires a Bezin of Esin of Shlosh. So we started discussing the sheet of the Chachamim. Why do the Chachamim say that a Chaver needs Hasra? So at first glance, it would seem that the Chachamim hold it's Gzeres HaKasov, the Gemara and the Mem Amud Beis, going on to Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, quotes a number of different psukim as to how we know that you need Hasra. So presumably, you could say that the Chachamim hold it's Gzeres HaKasov. It's not just to be Malchim and Shovid LeMezid. That's why, even though the Chaver is a Mezid, who's Becheskas Mezid, you need Hasra because of Gzeres HaKasov. The problem is the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin Perek Yudbeis Halacha Beis paskens like the Chachamim, the Chaver Tzarech Hasra. But in explaining the Chachamim, he invokes Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Svara. He says Chaver Tzarech Hasra Lefishlan In Hasra Elokad Elahachem Et Shoveg LeMezid. The question is, how do those sit together? If you need Hasra to be Machem Et Shoveg LeMezid, so why does a Chaver need Hasra? If you tell me it's Gzeres HaKasos, then I can hear. But if you tell me it's a Svara, so then why should the Chaver need Hasra? So the Kesef Mishnah says it's really a misnomer. The Rambam is not saying that you need Hasra for a Chaver in order to make sure that the Chaver knows that it's amazing. Of course the Chaver knows it's amazing. He's Becheskas Mezid. He's learned in Yeshiva. He knows what the Dinim are. There's no question. But the Kesef Mishnah, what the Rambam means is that you need Hasra for the Chaver to indicate, to make sure that he knows the Metzias, that he knows that this is Chelev, it's non-kosher fat, that he knows it's Shabbos. Metzias, he knows the Yisur. Once he knows the Metzias, then he knows that he can't eat the Chayla. Once he knows the Metzias, he knows he can't do Malach on Shabbos. He can't cook on Shabbos. But we have to make sure that he knows the Metzias. That's what the Kesef Mishnah said. Kesef Mishnah is so troubled with the Rambam that the less Breira, he suggests such a Pshat. But it's not the Pashat Pshat on the Rambam. Comes the Radvaz and suggests a different Pshat. Maybe the Rambam holds that a Chava needs Asra, even if he is Becheskas Mezid, because Matzi Lameima Shachachti, the Chava could say, B'shas Maisa, I forgot. Even though he is Becheskas Mezid, he knows all the Yisurim, he knows the Lavim in the Torah. But Matzi Lameima B'shas Maisa, that he forgot. What does that mean? If he's Becheskas Mezid, how could he say later that he forgot? So he suggested maybe the Radvaz has in mind what the Ktos HaChoshen said. The Ktos has a Yisod. The Ktos says that to give an Onesh, to give an Onesh of Malkus or an Onesh of Misa, it's not enough for a person to be Becheskas Mezid, but it has to be Bor of the Nikah to the Edim. It has to be absolutely clear to the Edim that he is amazing. Even though we know he's amazing, that's not enough. You need a higher level of mazid to give an onesh to a person. You can call it a stam mazid as opposed to mazid gum, or different levels of mazid, whatever you'll call it. But basically, it just means that it's a higher level. It's not enough just to be becheskas mazid, even though we assume that he knows the surim. It has to be clear to the Aden. There's a halachic status of mazid, a higher level of mazid that you need in order to give an onesh to the individual. So maybe that's what the Radvaz has in mind, that even though the Chaver is Becheskas Mezid, but the concern is that Matzi Lameima Shachachti. Not that we assume that Shachach, but since he could say Shachachti, it's not the higher level of Mezid that you need to give him the Onish. So that's why the Chaver needs Hasra. Chaver Tzarech Hasra, Lefishlan Nitna Hasra, Lekdei Lahafim and Shogeg LeMezid. What the Rambam means is that Lo nidna asura ela kedel hafchim between stam mezid, which we'll call a shogeg, meaning something that's not a mezid gomer, and a mezid gomer, the higher level of mezid. So even though the chaver is becheskas mezid, we have to give him asura so that we can establish that he's more than just becheskas meizid, but that it's nikar ubarer that he's actually amazed on this meizid. This idea that a person needs hasra, even if he already is becheskas meizid, that hasra is coming to reveal a higher level of meizid. So this is clear. This idea emerges from other statements of the Rambam, from other statements of different Rishonim. Let me just show you a couple of instances where you see this clearly. That even someone who's becheskas meizid, someone who's becheskas meizid can't get an onesh without hasra, and conversely, even without hasra, a person might be considered meizid. Now, just because you don't have hasra doesn't mean that he's not amazed. We treat him like amazed. We just can't give him a punishment. But there are certain instances for certain halachas we'll treat the person as amazed even if he doesn't have hasra. So if I can show you that a person is treated as amazed without hasra, that demonstrates that there is a level of cheskas amazed that you can achieve even without hasra. Hasra is coming to achieve a somewhat higher level. What do I mean? So first of all, the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Eidus. Rabbi Menuchas Eidus, Perek Yudbeis Halacha Aleph. Rambam says, "Kol anifsal ba'aveira im heidu olav shnei edim shas avera plonis avav bishlo hisuba shavein oloka harez apostle le'edus." Person becomes posel le'edus if he doesn't have aveira. Let's say he doesn't have aveira that's yesh bo chamos, right? It's something monetary. So we feel that he's choshed on mammon, so that's why he can't testify. That's the posh of shad. Rosh of the chamos is certainly posel le'edus. Rosh alav the chamos is a shaylus. So let's just assume he's a rosh of the chamos. Those are the examples the Rambam is going to give. It says the Rambam that someone who violates an aveira, even though he doesn't get hasra, he's not going to be loke, he's posel le'edus anyway. That's interesting. So the Rama made it a caveat, he qualifies it. If he's over on an Isser that's Pasha B'Yisrael, that all of Klal Yisrael knows that's an Avera, Kigon Shinishba LaSheker, LaShav, Goz, LaGonav, he does an Avera that's Pasha B'Rov Yisrael, everyone knows that you're not allowed to steal, you're not allowed to swear LaSheker. So then he's Nifsal LaEdus, even if he doesn't get Asra, we're not going to give him Malkus for the Isser, it doesn't matter. He's nifsal le'edus anyway. Aval imra'u edim over al davar shekarav ha'osu li'oshogeg tzarach la'asiru v'achakach yiposel. But if he doesn't have aveira that it's not clear that he's amazed, he could be a shogeg. It says the Rambam Ketza, ra'uhu kosher omate b'shabbos. He's doing one of the melecha shabbos. He's not putting a pot of food on the fire. He's not putting a raw pot of food on the fire. That everyone knows. But kosher, matir, tying his shoes, double knots, single knots, a bow, this and that. He doesn't know what the issa daraisa is. It's quite possible he's only a shogeg. So says the Rambam, in that case, he's not nifsa le'edus unless he gets hasra. And then we know for sure that he violated the issa b'mezer. What's the Rambam saying? Someone can become posel le'edus even if he violates an issa without hasra, as long as we know for sure that he's amazed. We know for sure that he's amazed, but the Rambam just told us that Hasra is lahachem and shogeg lemezid. Without Hasra, how do we know that the guy's amazed? Right? How can it be posel le'edus just because he didn't have aveira that's posha berov Yisrael? He's not amazed. Without Hasra, how can we ascertain that he's amazed? So the answer is, the Rambam clearly is telling us that the person can be becheskas amazed even without Hasra. Forget it, Onesh, he still needs Asra, because you need the higher level of Mezid to give the person the punishment. It has to be a Mezid Gomor. It has to be established that he doesn't have the possibility of saying Shachachti. Even though we don't think Shachach, he's Becheskas Mezid. It doesn't matter. To get an Onesh, he has to be a higher level of Mezid. But to be Pasul Eidus, the Rambam holds, is enough to be a Mezid. It's enough to be becheskas meizid. As long as we can assume that he's a meizid, then he's not a posel. So if he doesn't have erish, posha barov Yisrael, people know. People know that it's us that is steal. He can't be nishba l'sheker. Since everyone knows that, he's nifsal le'edus, even though we haven't achieved the higher level of meizid. Because he's still becheskas meizid. Once he's becheskas meizid, he's posel le'edus, even though he hasn't achieved that higher level of meizid. Okay, so this is one Rambam that can show us without Asra, a person can still be becheskas meizid. This seems to emerge from a comment of the Ramban as well. Ramban is Going on a Gemara in Makkos. Gemara in Makkos in the second period, in the sugyas of Ger Toshav, Gemara makes a statement. It's mamish like a snippet from the Gemara. It's sort of out of context, but actually in the Ramban have very important statements here. The Gemara quotes a memra, Lefikach ger va'ovek ha'chavim shahargu neherogim. This ger means a Ger Toshav. A Ger Toshav or a goy. A Ger Toshav means he's a goy, but he's a kabel upon himself, as Zayim Mitzvah B'nai Noach. All B'nai Noach ha'metzuva and Zayim Mitzvah B'nai Noach, but a Ger Toshav is makabel upon himself, the Zayim Mitzvah B'nai Noach. So he has a different status, a special status. So the Braisa says that if the Ger Toshav or the goy kill, then they're put to death immediately. What does that mean that they put the death immediately? Lefikach, says Rashi, Hasheva mitzvah shenistavu b'nei Noach koy. It's talking about the Sheva mitzvah b'nei Noach. The kaimalon, azarosam zohi misasam, that the azhara b'sheva mitzvah b'nei Noach is enough to kill the ben Noach. He doesn't need hasra. Ben Noach is nerag even without hasra. Azarosam zohi misasam, the azhara in the pasuk is enough of a hasra, so to speak. We don't have to warn him. A Yisrael needs a hasra. Besides the azhara, the lav in the Torah, we need a hasra. We have to warn him in order for him to get the punishment. But a ben Noach doesn't need hasra. As a rasan zoe misasan tells me that I can kill him as long as he violates the aver. So it says Rashi, lefika ken toshav o ovikachav shahargu neharogim vafilu b'shogeg. Says Rashi, a ben Noach can be narag even b'shogeg. Shein b'nei Noach tzrichen hasra k'diamina b'sanhedrin daf nun zayin. The Gemara Sanhedrin says that as a rasan zoe misasan. So Rashi interprets that to mean that the ben Noach can be killed even b'shogeg. So, Ger Toshav and Akum Shaharbu Neharogim. If they kill Ritzich as one of the Zayim Mitzvahs they know, then they can be killed. Explains Rashi, even though without Hasra, the Ben Noach is still only a Shogeg, he's not defined as a Shogeg, that doesn't matter. Azarasan Zoe Misasan tells me that the Ben Noach can be killed even b'Shogeg, even though he's not amazed. Comes to Ramban and says, how can Rashi say that? He's killed b'Shogeg? Heichan Matzinu Dover Kozeh. Ramban is on Rashi. How can that be? This is in the packet in the last page, page 3. Lefika ger v'goy shahargu neharogim pirush Rashi zal da'sheva mitzvahs koy klomar kevan shenitzdavu hashvichas damim. The Kaimala and Bidinayu as Hara Shalahem Zoe Misasam. If you go from the Rogan, I feel the Bishogeg. Like Rashi. Ve'ena Machuve Be'ena, he says the Ramban. I don't understand Rashi. She'ena bin no saying La Rogod and Bishogeg in Mitzvah. It doesn't make sense to kill someone if they're Bishogeg. How can that be? Udamina Bisanejin Benoch Nerak Be'erech Be'dainach Vishloba Asura. If you kill even b'shogeg, if you can kill a ben Noach even b'shogeg, why does the Gemara say that a ben Noach is nerag be'edach? You don't need shnei edim; one aid is enough. Ben Noach is nerag b'dayan echa v'shalav asura ha'apalei lashmuina and rebusa dafilu b'shogeg. Gemara should have said even better, noch besser. Ben Noach is nerag be'edach b'dayan echa afilu b'shogeg. Now that's a chiddush. That would be a chiddush. You know, you stand online in the calf and someone knocks you on the back and says, "What are you learning?" And you say, "A ben Noach is nerag even b'shogeg." He might drop his plate of food. It could be expensive. He might drop his plate of food. Afilu b'shogeg? How can that be? Says the Ramban. According to Rashi, that's what the Gemara should have said. He's nerag even b'shogeg because that's the biggest chiddush. Elamashma, says the Ramban, she ain't benoach nerag lolim b'shogeg. Benoach isn't nerag b'shogeg. Avol b'meizid below hasra nerag, but he can be killed below hasra. He's killed without Asra, but not b'shogeg. He still has to be amazed. How can that be? Right? He's killed below Asra, but he's only killed b'amazed. Miuga b'shvichas domim im harag Yisrael nerag. The Ramban holds that he has to be amazed in order to be killed, but he doesn't need Hasra. Now how can that be? If you tell me that Hasra is l'hafnei shogeg l'amazed, how can we define him as amazed without Asra? The Ramban clearly is assuming that someone can be considered amazed Becheskas Mezid, even without Asura. But it probably has to be an Issa, one of the Zayim Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, which everyone knows about, right? To say that something that a ben Noach who eats Eva Menachai, or who is Mevarech Hashem, who curses Hashem Chalila, or who's Mizana, he knows that that's an Issa? Not necessarily. There's a lot of Znus in the world. Now, people don't necessarily know every single case that's awesome. Eva Menachai, most people don't know that Eva Menachai is Asa to eat. Kilas Hashem, it's a terrible thing, but people might say that they're not 100% sure. Ritzicha Mistam, everyone knows that it's Asa to murder. So could be what the Ramban means is that goyve gerve goysha hargu neherogin. Shvichas damim, by shvichas damim, so mistama the gertoshev knows, the goy knows that he's not allowed to do that. He's becheskas mezid. The higher level of mezid, that you're not going to have without hasra. You have to give him hasra to have the higher level of mezid. To establish that lo motzi lemema shachachti, that you need the higher level of mezid. But sometimes you can have a cheskas mezid even without asra. You're talking about shvichas damim, everyone knows that that's an issa. So if everyone knows that that's an issa, then the person taka is becheskas mezid. The ben Noach is becheskas mezid. The chiddush of the Gemara in Sanhedrin is that the ben Noach is nereg without asra. Not that he's nereg v'shovig, he has to be a mezid. The chiddush of the ben Noach is that you don't need a higher level of mezid. You don't need a mezid gomer, a mezid that's established with a hasra. It's enough that he's becheskas mezid. So if it's azah, if it's one of the zayim mitzvahs b'nei Noach that is clear that you're not allowed to do, ritzicha probably is the quintessential example. Everyone knows you're not allowed to murder. So then the ben Noach can be nerag on ritzicha even without asra, because he's at least becheskas mezid. And the chiddush of a ben Noach is that not that he's killed b'shogeg, he's killed b'mezid, but becheskas mezid is enough for a ben Noach. That could be what the pshat in the Ramban is.
I'm just a little confused. The Ramban said that we assume that by Shvichas Damim, a goy will know that killing is asur. Right. Then he said, "V'chein b'shar."
Right. So then he adds, "V'chein b'shar zayin v'tzishelahem." Right. So what does that mean?
What does that mean? There's nothing. He's saying the same thing as Rashi. Rashi says that a goy who kills b'shogeg is chay b'isa. And Ramban disagrees, and then he says the goy killed b'shogeg is chayv misa.
But not for the same reason. Rashi is saying that he's nerag, even though he's a shogeg. The Ramban is saying that ha'ilo lilma v'lo lamad is enough to be called amazing. That omer mutter is not an excuse. The fact that he doesn't know is not an excuse. Yeah, skip down to the bottom of that, the end of that paragraph. Because the Chaim Pirush, Harav Rav Moshe HaSfardi, who's Rav Moshe HaSfardi? That's the Rambam. He says, Sheben Noach b'shogeg eino nerag, ela ba'omer muta, b'shem shahoy lo lilma v'lo lama. B'shogeg, he's not going to be killed. If he's an omer muta, he says he thinks it's muta. Right? Not that he didn't realize, okay, what's the difference between shogeg as opposed to omer muta? Right? Ben Noach b'shogeg eino nerag. He didn't realize the circumstance, like the Kesef Mishnah. That's what he's saying. He didn't realize the circumstances, right? Like a rotzeach b'shkoga means if it's derech aliyah, right, if he's pulling something up and then it falls, as opposed to a derech yirida. So it's by accident. So the ben Noach would not be nerag b'shogeg. But if he says if it's omer mutter, he kills b'mei. You're looking at him killing. It looks like it's intentional. It's derech yirida. He hits someone over the head. But he says, I thought that ritzicha was mutter. So that the ben Noach can be killed for. Aye, but omer mutter is a shogeg. He says no. Hayol olima v'lo lama. That's dino kemezid. That's dino kemezid. That's what the Ramban says in the hemshech. In the hemshech of his words. So is the Ramban talk is saying exactly what I said he said? Certainly from the beginning of the Ramban you could suggest that. I'm sorry, there was another hand up. Go ahead.
What about by a Jew?
Just 1 second, before we get to a Jew, let's look at the Ramban. What does the Ramban say? Initially he says, Mashra Shem Benoach Nerag La'olam B'shogeg. Havol B'meizid B'lo Asura Nerag. The mezid below asra, it can be nerag. So from the beginning of the Ramban, you could say that the Ramban holds that as long as he's becheskas mezid, it's enough to kill him. So Chaim is pointing out from the hemshich of the Ramban, which I gave you to read. I put the arrow there. From the hemshich of the Ramban, it sounds a little bit different than what I'm developing. Right, it's another pshat. Right, the Ramban seems to say a little bit different. What he's saying is that he's still saying that without hasra, we can't define him as a mezid gomer. He's not disagreeing with that. Right, but he's saying that Omer Mutter is like a mezid. Becheskes mezid. Still not a mezid gomer. Right? Do we know for sure that he's a mezid gomer? We don't know for sure that he's a mezid gomer. It's only if you give him asra that you know he's a mezid gomer. Ramban is suggesting that even for the other Zion mitzvahs, B'nai Noach, that the Benoach is doing a ma'isa avera that looks like it's a mezid, but he claims that he thinks it's mutter. Right? So that's enough to kill him. The Ramban seems to say that the reason why it's enough to kill him for anyone at the Zion mitzvahs B'nai Noach is because he should know. The only difference between the first pshat that I offered and this pshat is that initially I said for some of the Zion mitzvahs B'nai Noach, you could suggest that how could he know? I mean, people don't always know about Eivim and Achai or about Kilas Hashem, Arayis. So comes the Ramban and says, no, he really has an achrayis to know. Omer Mutter is not a ptur. Ha'ilo lilmod v'lo lomad. He should have learned and that's not a ptur. But that's not changing the essence of the pshat that we suggested. Ramban is still saying that hasra is not necessary, even though he's not a mezid gomer. He's not nikveh as a mezid gomer. The higher level of mezid that he couldn't say shachachti b'shas maise, that you're not going to have. Comes to Ramban and says, for Ben Noach, you don't need that higher level of mezid. As long as he's becheskas mezid, that's enough to kill him. And the Ramban says that ha'ilo lilma v'lo lama, that's enough to define the Ben Noach as a cheskas mezid, so that's why we can kill him. Okay, that's what the Ramban holds. No?
Why would that pshat not be the same thing for a chaver who says shachachti, or so you see? Why don't we say
Yisrael is a different halach, it's a gzeres hakosu, but you need a hasra for the Yisrael.
No, for a chaver. For someone
who's a Tam Chacham. Yeah.
So we say he's
Bechesed Mezer.
Right.
And
still, he says
Shachachti, we say, why don't we the say fact that he has the potential to say Shachachti, that tells us that we can't give him an onesh for the Ma'is Haver. That's the Gzeres HaKosov, that you need a Hasra, you have to give Hasra even to a Chaver. Why? To raise him to a higher level of Mezer. Yisrael, as opposed to Ben Noach, right? Yisrael is a different halacha than a Ben Noach. The Yisrael needs the higher level of Mezer. Ben Noach does not need the higher level of Mezer. Okay, so this could be another area where we see this idea that without Asra, someone still could be Becheskas Mezid. But that level might not be enough to give an onesh to a Yisrael. And finally, there's the concept called Kippah. What does Kippah mean? Kippah is a special room that we put a Rotseach in. This is the Mishnah in Sanhedrin Adav Pei Aleph from the base. Let's all turn to this Mishnah together. Mishnah says, "Ha'horeg nefesh shelo be'edim machnisin oso lo kippa u'machilin oso lechem tzar u'mayim lachatz." Someone who kills shelo be'edim. He kills someone shelo be'edim. We put him in the kippa. We feed him some food. And Gemara explains that machilin oso lechem tzar u'mayim lachatz. What does that mean? It's a stira, different statements of Chazal. So we feed him sa'orim. First we feed him lechem tzar u'mayim lachatz, we feed him bread. And a little bit of water until his stomach becomes smaller. And then we give him sa'orim, we give him barley. And that causes the stomach to blow up and then he's going to die. Not a very pretty scene, but that's what we do. So the kippah, we feed him in a way that we're not killing him b'yadayim, but we're going to cause his death indirectly. Right, when it causes death, we'll feed him certain food items that are going to cause his stomach to blow up, and then he's going to die. So what does it mean? But ha'horig nefesh shelo be'edim, we put him in the kippah. Shelo be'edim, so we don't know that he's chayav kippah, so how can we put him in the kippah? So the Gemara asks, minoy adin, and how do we know that he killed? Amarav, be'edus miyuchedas. So Rav says, we're talking about a case where there were edim, but there's exeris lakasa that by din and nefashos, the edim have to see each other. They can't just be ro'en oso, echad ro'en oso mechal anzeh, ve'echad ro'en oso mechal anzeh. They can't just see from different windows, but they don't see each other. They have to see each other. It has to be a unit. It has to be a kat together. That's gzeras hakosav in dinei nefashos. It's not that they weren't edim. It's that you don't have the gzeras hakosav. You don't have the edus that you need to kill someone with mises bezdin. But comes the Mishnah and says you can kill him with kippah. We can engineer his death. We can be gorim lemisaso to kippah. Shmuel amar shelo basra. Shmuel says that talking about that he killed below asra. There is edim, but they didn't have asra. We'll see this later. Mitzvah Shem, the Gemara Daf Testament Beis. Ben Zakkai was very makel when it came to bedikas, meaning he was marbe in bedikas, so that even if it was there was a hakhosha, they were makhesh each other beuktzei ta'enim. He asked what kind of roots did the ta'enim where the ritzicha took place? What kind of color did the roots have? What kind of roots were they? And the Edom were makhlish each other, so he threw out the case. He was very makel on the Rotzeach. So that could have been the case also. There were Edom, but for some technical reason, the Rotzeach got off. And since he was a Rotzeach, but Edom machnis no solokipa. That's what the Mishnah says. The question is, how can we do that? How can we do that? Look at the second case of the Gemara. Shmuel says that he killed below Hasra. Killed below Asra, so then how he machnis no solokipa? Kill below Asra, so he's not amazed. We're not going to be machnes a horig b'shogeg, rotzeach b'shogeg to kippah. So how can we be machnes this individual to a kippah? Well, why should we machnes also the kippah? We're just into killing people? Chas v'shalom, we don't do such a thing. So what kind of a strange idea is this? Bishlam, if you're talking about a case where they were Eidim, but it was Eidim Mi'chedes, so then you had the full Eidus. Let's say there was Hasra, but there just weren't two Eidim together. But according to Shmuel, even without Hasra, we're going to be Machnas also Lekipa. So then he was only over the Avera B'shogeg. He was Rotzeach B'shogeg. So he was Rotzeach B'shogeg. How can we kill him? So the Meiri there on Daf Pe'alef Amibay suggests that it's for Yishuv Ha'olam. If the Yishuv Ha'olam Yesh Ba'Avera Zuchumra Gidola, the Iri says it's dafka rotzeach, not for other chayvim yisus bezdin. Dafka zeh inosin aso ela l'ratzchonim, avalo l'shar chayvim yisus bezdin. V'yesh lecha remez mizeh b'shmuas laz ha'amura b'perek rishon. There's a remez to this chiluk between rotzeach as opposed to other chayvim yisus bezdin from the shmua of laz. What's the shmua of laz in the first perek of Sanhedrin? It's asugi, the sugi of motzi shemra. Right? But I'm not really sure what he's referring to. Where is the hint that we're machnes only rotzeach l'kippa, not other chayvim mitzvos bezdin? Does the Gemara mention anything about kippa? So we haven't gotten to the end of the sugya. So you're probably thinking on Tesam Beis it's going to mention kippa. Trust me, it doesn't mention anything about kippa on Tesam Beis either. So the footnote points out, I'm not really sure what he had in mind. Right? What's the raya from the sugya of laz? Okay. Technical issue, what the Meiri had in mind. But then he tells you the pshat. What's the pshat? If the yeshuva shalolam yesh baver zuchumr gedol. Ritzicha, mishem yeshuva shalolam, we're going to be machnesim lekipa even v'shogek. What does it mean, yeshuva shalolam? Rotzeach is a mazik. We don't want rotzchim around. So this person killed ba'edim, even if he did it without asra, or it's an edis miyuchedes, we don't want him around. We don't want him to try again. You know, he'll engineer another. You know, the mafia knows how to do it, so that you can't convict them, right? So we don't want these people around. So we'll be machnes also l'kippa to get the mazik away. Avery?
So if by Rotzeach, we learn that Cheskas Mezid to kill him?
No, we're not there yet. The Meiri didn't talk about Cheskas Mezid. He says even if it's b'shogeg. Even if it's b'shogeg, we'll kill him anyway. Mipnei yeshuva shalolam, we don't want the mazik to be around.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure that the Meir is saying that it's b'cheskas mezid. Maybe without asra, we treat him as a shogeg, but afal pikein, we're going
to
kill him.
Okay, fine, but still, the Gemara Makos, according to the Ramban, like what's that teaching us? If we know by yisra that we don't need to give him asra, what's so special about...
No, but according to the Meiri, it's Dafka Rotzeach, not by the other Zaymus of Noach. So first of all, according to the Ramban, for the other Zaymus of Noach, we still are teaching you something. And secondly, The Gemara in Makkos is talking about that Bezdin can kill him. Nehrag means that not just Machnis no Solakipa. There's a Chiddush that Bezdin can actually kill Biadayim. To be Machnis Lakipa, that means indirectly you're going to cause his death. But it doesn't mean you're killing him Biadayim. It's not as easy to kill Biadayim. So comes the Gemara in Makkos and says you can even kill him Biadayim. So that's a bigger Chiddush, more than Yisrael. So that's what the Meiri says. He doesn't say anything about Shogig and Mezid, but presumably that's what the Meiri has in mind. That even if the person is a shogeg, is a rotzeh b'shogeg, even if we'll treat him as rotzeh b'shogeg because he killed without asra, it doesn't matter. We can still kill him by Yeshua Shalom to get rid of the mazik. Comes Rav Itzel Aponovision in his Sefer Zecha Yitzchak, and he suggests maybe it's not because of Yeshua Shalom. Maybe the answer is that he's becheskas mezid, like Avery wanted to suggest, right? That he's becheskas mezid. Everyone knows ritzich is awesome. Everyone knows Ritzich is Asa. So if you have Edim that he killed in an intentional way, okay, it's Edis Miuchedes, he didn't give Hasra, but that doesn't mean that it's not Becheskas Mezid. He is Becheskas Mezid. So Bevitzel Aponovich, we're killing him not because of Yeshiva Shalolim, we're killing him because he's Becheskas Mezid. The Chiddush of the Mishnah that Machnisin also Lekipa is that if someone is Becheskas Mezid, then we're not going to kill him by a dayim. There's a Chiddush HaTorah that you need Asra to kill someone Biadayim. You need the higher level of Mezid to kill him Biadayim. But don't tell me that without Asra, he's not a Mezid. He still is Becheskas Mezid, even without Asra. So Machnisin also Lekipa is the way that we deal with someone who's a Rotzeach B'Mezid, Becheskas Mezid, even though it's not a Mezid Gomer. You still can't kill him Biadayim, but that's just the Gzeres HaKosev. But because he's Becheskas Mezid, that's why we'll be able to be Machnis also
Lakipa.
No? Rotzeh just means he killed, he murdered.
I know, but it's anything that someone would know, any other that someone should know, that it's made in the like we said beforehand, or it's,
like, give me an example that someone does an Averish Yeshua Mises Bezdin that everyone knows about.
Right.
He's saying Bishul B'Shabbos, but he does Bishul B'Shabbos. Seems a little unlikely. Maybe the idea is Ritzicha is so yadua, that's so becheskas mezid that. No, I don't think we. If someone cooks on Shabbos, I don't think we put him in a kippa. It just seems a little too much.
Yeah, it could be anything that, like why is Gyura is not also.
He says Atva Vodazara. Also, it's pretty obvious.
Uh huh. So, no, that's what the Meiri is saying is when Yeshuva Shalom, we kill the Rotzeach alone. Someone who serves Avodah Zarah, we're not going to kill him. Avodah Zarah might not be as obvious. Avodah Zarah probably is pretty obvious, but it's not Yeshuva Shalom. So, according to the Meiri, we're not going to kill him. He serves Avodah Zarah without Hasra. According to the Zecha Yitzchak, would we kill someone who serves Avodah Zarah without Asra? If he's Becheskas Mezid, we should kill him? We should be Machnas Oso Lekipa? Efshem Eken Zogin Azan, maybe? If we say Avodah Zarah is such an obvious Avera, if we'll say that, maybe we'll get back to that concept in a few moments. If we say Avodah Zarah is an obvious Avera, so maybe the Din of Machnas Oso Lekipa would apply even to the Yisra Avodah Zarah, not just to Ritzicha. Efshem. I'm not sure. Eli?
Can that be the Meiri's proof that the fact that in the case where the woman got Hasra a stop, and that she obviously healed her eyes, obviously it's not allowed, and we still don't kill her, we say it's only the Imamo case, we don't put her in a kippah, we could have put her in a kippah. It must be the only Bar Ritzeh have to put her in a kippah.
Eishes Ish is not as obvious.
Why not?
Why is Nus of Eishes Ish not as obvious? Now you're saying everyone who's Nichshel is Nichshel, but they realize that it's wrong. It's not, you know, it's one thing to realize something is wrong. It's another thing to realize that there's a punishment of Mises Bezdin associated with it, right? People might feel that being dishonest with one's spouse is not the right thing to do. But, okay, people are nichshel in many things that they shouldn't do. But to realize that there's Mises Bezdin, maybe that's not so obvious to people. Avodah Zarah. Everyone's heard of that. I don't know. It's hard to know what the gradations are. It's hard to know what people know and what people don't know. It can get a little gray. It can get a little gray once you start to talk about different discern. I think Ritzich everyone recognizes is a problem, and it's punishable by death. Everyone would say that it's an Avera, and it makes sense that Bezin should be able to kill you. My chaz is the dama didach sumak tvei. Dama dama the chaver sumak tvei, as the Gemara says, right? Once you get beyond Ritzicha, so then it's tricky. Sully? Yoni? Tari?
Could it be that if he's the Pesach Mezid and we have a specific reason that we're going to kill him?
So you think it's more than, it's the Meiri plus.
Right.
It's not just Yeshiva Shalom, but you also need the Cheskas Mezid.
That's all you want.
So maybe they would still be limited to Ritzicha, because you still need Yeshiva Shalom, but we still have to explain why is it mutter to kill him? Just because of Yeshiva Shalom, we're going to go out and kill people? And Mrs. Bezdin really can do that. The Gemara in Yavama says, Bezdin makin va'onshin shalom and adin. That Bezdin can do whatever they want. If they feel l'migder milsa, they feel that it's important to kill someone, so even if he, you know, even if he doesn't violate any avera, right? If it's only an issa d'rabbanan, but they feel like it's necessary l'migder milsa, they can kill him too. So I'm not sure that you need the cheskas mezid.
No, maybe right? Because it's the Cheskas Mezid, the other Avir are also the Cheskas Mezid, but they're not going to kill someone by Avodah Zarah or Gilai Raya because it's not damaging other people. They're
so
only
going to
kill
need both.
The Cheskas Mezid if you have another reason, which is Yeshiva Olam. Right?
So you're still saying that you need both points together. Yeshiva Shalom doesn't stand alone. Maybe you need both. You need both Yeshiva Shalom and Cheskas Mezid. Okay, I hear what you're saying. So this is a third area where we see that without Hasra'a, there could still be some kind of Cheskas Mezid, but there might not be enough to give an Onesh B'Yadayim to someone, to give an Onesh of Malkus or an Onesh of Misa. So to give the Onesh of Malkus, the Onesh of Misa, we need Hasra'a. Hasra'a raises the person to a higher level of Mezid. Not a higher level in a good sense, but a bad sense, right? To a higher level of Mezid, that's why we can give an Onesh. So this is the Yesod of the Ktzos. So the question is, what does Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda hold? How does he respond to the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan, according to the way we're explaining the Rambam, Lefi the Radvaz and the Ktzos, the Rambam is saying that the Chachamim hold Chover is Sarech Hasra. The Chachamim agree that Hasra is Lo Nitna, look at El Hakim, Eshobim, Lemezid, but that just means that you have to be a higher level of Mezid, a Mezid Gomer. So what is Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda hold? Why does he say that a chaver doesn't need hasra? So of course the simple answer is to say Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda holds that l'nidna hasra l'kdei l'hakim eshorim l'meizid. It doesn't mean that hasra is there to raise the person up from the level of cheskas meizid to meizid gam, but rather it's simply to ascertain that he knows the din. L'hakim eshorim l'meizid kipshuta. He shouldn't be a shogeg. He should be a meizid. So since it's just to distinguish between Shogeg LeMezid, Chaver doesn't need Asra because he's Becheskas Mezid. And Asra is just to establish the person as being Becheskas Mezid, not to raise him from Cheskas Mezid to a higher level. Okay. Yossi Bar Yehuda might hold that Asra is to move him from Shogeg to Cheskas Mezid. The Chachamim might hold that Asra is to move him from Cheskas Mezid to Mezid Gamma. The Yossi Bar Yehuda would say, that's why Chaver doesn't need Asra, because he's Becheskas Mezid. And the Chachamim say, no, he does need Asra. He's Becheskas Mezid, but he's not a Mezid Gamma, so we have to raise him to a higher level. But comes the Ktzos and says, no, Ktzos seems to assume that even Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda holds that the purpose of Asra is not to be Mapchim and Shogeg LeMezid B'Metzias. No, Mahachem and Shogeg LeMezid, even Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda holds, is to raise someone from Cheskas Mezid to Mezid Gamma. How so? Claims the Ktzos, the Raya is that Hasra always has to take place Tochadei Dibra to the Maisa Avera. It's got to be within 2-3 seconds. Shalom Alecha Rebbe, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori. A couple of seconds between the Hasra and the Maisa Avera. Let's say the Maisa Avera occurs 5 seconds later, 6 seconds later. So he can say Shachachti? Come on. His amnesia is so strong that he forgot the Hasra. It's hard to believe. It sounds like everyone has to say that Hasra, Lahachim and Shogeg Lemezid means to raise him up to a Mezid Gomer. It's not to be Mavchim and Shogeg Lemezid B'Metzias. Come on, that's There should be no need for Tokeh De'Dibur. The fact that you need to be master of Tokeh De'Dibur to the Ma'is Aver is up to close. That's the Raya. And La'afim HaShogeg L'Mezid means Bein Cheskas Mezid L'Mezid Gomor. That's the Ketosis Raya. And that halach of Tokeh De'Dibur applies even according to Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. So it would sound like Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda also holds that the purpose of that story is to raise him up to Mezid Gomor, according to the Ketosis. So what's the machlokes Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda and the Chachamim according to the Ketosis? It would appear that what the Ketosis holds is that the machlokes Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda and the Chachamim is whether by a chover, right? Do we treat a chover as a mezid gomer even without hasra? The Chachamim hold that no one can be considered a mezid gomer without hasra. We can't say it's borer v'nikir to the Eidim that this guy is a mezid without hasra. Impossible. Right, that's what the Chachamim hold. So that's why they say that a Chavir needs Asra. Because it's not going to be, he's not going to be a Mezid Gomer unless we give him Asra. Yossi Bar Yehuda says, no, it depends. A Chavir. By a Chavir, it's Bor V'nikah to the Eidim that he's amazed even without Asra. Everyone knows that he knows the din. He's giving Shiurim. He's talking in Torah. Everyone knows that he knows the Halacha. That's treated up he did, not just as a Cheskas Mezid. But if the Chavir is, Chavir is known by people to be knowledgeable in Torah, so then it sets more than just a cheskas mezid. That's viewed as a briris. It's viewed as a briris. It's viewed as a clarity. But by an ama aretz, it's not so clear. It's not so clear that he knows. Certainly, it's not clear without hasra. But even with the hasra, the ama aretz could be confused. He needs the Hasra to tell him what the din is, and after Tokeh De'Dibur already, you know, he can say, I forgot, I was listening, but that, you know, he forgot, he can get confused. The Chavir knows the din, so he doesn't need the Hasra. He doesn't need the Hasra, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says, to establish the clarity that he's amazing Gomer. So Tokeh De'Dibur is completely irrelevant to him. He doesn't have to hear anything. The Amoretz has to hear the Hasra. So once Tokeh De'Dibur has passed, it's already a couple of moments, you know, he might get confused already. He could say, Shachachti, yeah, I heard, but then Shachachti, it's already a little bit of time. So he can say Shachachti. According to the Ketos, it could be the Homachlogas Tanoim, is not whether Lahavim and Shogeg Lemezid is to distinguish Metzias between Shogeg and Mezid, or to distinguish between Mezid Gomer as opposed to Cheskas Mezid. No, everyone says Lahavim and Shogeg Lemezid means to distinguish, to make a person a Mezid Gomer. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda holds that a Chavir is always a Mezid Gomer. Since we know that he knows Halacha, he's a Mezid Gomer by definition. He's not just Becheskas Mezid. The Chavim say no. Unless the Eidim are Master, and they see that Afal Pikein, he does the Avera, he can't be called a Mezid Gomer. He's only Becheskas Mezid, and he won't be able to be punished for the Avera. Why do you think it's necessary to establish someone as a Mezid Gomer? Let's take the Svar of the Ketos. Let's run with the Svar of the Ketos a little bit. Right? The Ketos explaining the Rambam, like the Radvaz, as we suggested. Rambam says that even a Chover needs Hasra, and Mestama we paskin, the Rambam paskins like that. Mestama other Rishon are paskin like that too. The Rambam says, why does the Chover need Hasra? L'hafim and Shogeg L'mezid. As the Ketos explains, it means to raise the individual to a higher level of Mezid. Not just Becheskas Mezid, but Mezid Gomer. Why do you think that's necessary? So you could say it's a Gzeras HaKosev. That's what you could say. That is what the Gzeras HaKosev is. To raise him to a higher level of Mezid. But if you went a little bit deeper, you could say that maybe what the Gzeras HaKosev is teaching me is that Midine Hatzolo, we never want to kill people. We always want to avoid that, if at all possible. So Midine Hatzolo of the Nidon, we have to give him Asra. We have to tell him about the Isser. We have to tell him about the Onesh. Why? Why do we give him Asra? We developed the idea that Mater Atzma Lemisa, the fact that we tell him about the Onesh and he has to be Mekabel the Onesh, I'm Nasker on Yosef, that's Midine Hatzolo. But maybe you can suggest that even the Hasra of the Isser, telling him about the Avera, what you're doing is an Avera, know that what you're doing is an Avera. Maybe that's Midine Hatzolah too. Maybe all of Hasra, both parts of Hasra, are Midine Hatzala. Not just the Hasra of the Onish. Maybe the Hasra of the Isser is also Midine Hatzala. That we don't want to kill someone unless we know that he's a Mezid Gomer. That's the Gzeras HaKosu. The Torah is telling us that he has to be a higher level of Mezid. Lower level of however you look at it, right? It's a negative, right? He's so much amazing that we're going to kill him. Midine Hatzala, the Torah says, don't kill him unless you're absolutely certain that he can't say Shachachti. He's such a high level of Mezid that we'll call him a Mezid Gomer. Maybe it's Midine Hatzala. If we suggest that it's Midine Hatzala, then maybe we can pedal back and give another Pshat B'das Rashi. We started this sub. Yes, Danny?
So we're saying that this Gzeras HaKosev.
I'm just giving a beer in the Gzeras HaKosev.
Right.
Instead of just saying that the Gzeras HaKosev, that the person has to be established as a Mezid Gomer, is just that. I'm saying it's Midine Hatzala that he has to be established as a Mezid Gomer.
So we want to be 1,000% sure that he is Chayav Mezid no matter what.
We want to be 1,000% sure, or better yet, it has to be Nikar Ubar to the Aden that he's a Mezid Gomer in order to punish him for the Aver that he's done.
To the extent that sometimes even somebody who is Chayav, we're going to let him off the hook.
Exactly. That's what Dine Hatzala means. Yitzilu Ha'eda. The Aden wants to be Matzal, the individual, not to kill him necessarily.
Somebody who is
Chayav. Not someone who, if he were established as a Mezid Gomer, would be Chayav the Onesh, is not going to be given the Onesh. You could call that not being chayiv. You could say he's chayiv, but we're not going to give the onesh. I mean, it's just semantics. But maybe this idea that we have to tell him about the issa to establish him as a mezid gomer, maybe that's also midini atzel. So if we say that, then perhaps we can give up Pshat B'das Rashi. Again, we started the sugya by mentioning that there's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos whether a mezis needs hasra. Right? That was the point of departure in the sugya. So Rashi says that a mezis doesn't need hasra at all. And we discussed why does the Mishnah of Samach Zayin say that you have to tell the Meisis Eichnaniach Avinu Shiva Shemayim V'Neilach V'Navaretzim V'Avonim. Discussed that, the Ad Ramah there. But Rashi says that you don't need Hasra by a Meisis. The statement of Eichnaniach, that's not Midin Hasra, it's a different halacha. Tshuva, Meisis, there are other reasons why you need that statement. But Hasra is not necessary by a Meisis. Comes Tosis and says, no, Mesis gets a special Asura. Doesn't get the Asura of the Isra, he gets Asura of the Onesh. Why would I distinguish between the two according to Tosis? So he suggested, maybe Tosis holds that Asura of the Onesh is Midine Atzala, but Asura of the Isra is not Midine Atzala. So the Mesis has to be told the Isra that he's amazed in the Isra. He doesn't have to be told about the Onesh, because we don't care about the Atzala of the Mesis. Losach and Losach Atzala tells me we're not concerned about his Atzala. That's what we suggested with Tosis. What's Pshat B'das Rashi? So at first we wanted to say, along the lines of the Ramban holds, why do you need Asra? You need Asra. Ramban is not talking about Asra. Rabbi Shachter wanted to extrapolate from the Ramban. Ramban says that Ben Sora Mora, Zachim Mamre, Amasis, and Edom Zomim don't need Hachraza because they're not killed for the Avera that they did. They're killed, Liasabo and Sarabim. They're killed as a deterrent. Rabbi Shachter wanted to say, maybe Hasra is the same. Maybe these four types of individuals don't get Asra either because Asra is necessary only if the person is punished for the Maisa Avera that they did. But since these individuals are not punished for the Maisa Avera they did, they're doing something wrong. They're doing an Avera. But it's not the Avera that gives them the punishment. The punishment doesn't seem to fit the crime, even though they are doing a crime. They're not doing something right. I don't want you to get the impression that I'm saying that these four individuals are not doing anything wrong. They're doing something wrong. But the punishment doesn't seem to fit the crime. It's Gzeras HaKosev that they get this punishment anyway. But maybe if the punishment is more stringent than the crime, then you don't need Asura, because Asura is necessary where the Maisa Avera leads to the Onesh. The Asura makes it a Maisa Avera Chomer. So it's not due to the Maisa Avera that they get the Onesh, so then you don't need Asura. That's what Rabbi Shechter wanted to suggest. In light of the Ktzos HaChoshen, Ktzos's Pshat in Asura, and our extrapolation, and maybe this idea that Asura is necessary in order to establish him as a Mezid Gomer, that halach is Midine Hatzala, so then maybe you could say B'das Rashi, the Rashi holds that a Mezid doesn't need Asura, because Rashi holds, as opposed to Tosfos, Rashi holds that all of Asura is Midine Hatzala, not just the Asura of the Onesh, but the Asura of the Isser as well. all of Hasra could be Medina Hatzalah. The fact that we have to establish him as a Mezid Gomer, that's Medina Hatzalah. We don't want to kill him, so we want to establish him as a Mezid Gomer before we put him to death. So if Rashi understands that both aspects of Hasra, Medina Hatzalah, so then it's Pashat. Right, then it's Pashat that Mezid doesn't need Hasra. Why? Since the Isser Avodah Zarah is so obvious, as someone wanted to say, not just Ritzita is obvious, but the Isser Avodah Zarah is pretty obvious. Most people know Avodah Zarah is Aser. Most people know Avodah Zarah is punishable by death. The Mesis is a cheska, has a Cheskas Mesid. We can assume that the Mesis is Becheskas Mesid. If he weren't Becheskas Mesid, we couldn't kill him. But Mistama, the Mesis is Becheskas Mesid. So why do we need Hasra? We need Hasra to tell him about the Isra, only to raise him from the level of Cheskas Mesid to Mesid Gomer. Right, since the Isser Avodah Zarah is so well known, we can assume that the Mesis is Becheskas Mezid in the Isser. So you don't need Hasra to be Mavchin B'Mitzias Ben Shogeg L'Mezid to establish that the Mezid, that the Mesis is Becheskas Mezid. Of course he's Becheskas Mezid. But I need Hasra Midine Hatzalah to establish him as a Mezid Gomer. Rashi holds that even the second aspect of Asura is also Midin Hatzalah, as opposed to Tosfos. That's why Rashi says that by Mesis you don't need either aspect of Asura. You don't need any Asura at all. Not only do you not need Asura for the Onesh, you wouldn't need Asura for the Isser either. Because as opposed to Tosfos, you learned that Asura for the Onesh is Midin Hatzalah, but Asura for the Isser is Xeris HaKasav. It's not Midin Hatzalah. Rashi holds it's all Midin Hatzalah. So if it's all Midin Hatzalah, from the pasuk losapa losachasalav, we learn that we're not afraid, we're not concerned about the hatzalah of the mesis. That's why the mesis doesn't need any asra b'chlam, not the asra for the onesh, not asra for the iser either. Yes. Misas kippa is used in a circumstance where someone is becheskas mesis, but we can't put him to death. So it could be, as some wanted to suggest, that it's only for Rotzchen, right? If someone's a Rotzayach, so he's Becheskas Mezid, and Mishum Yeshua Shalolim, so then we're gonna put him to death. But it's not necessarily true that it'll apply to other Yisurim. In light of what we're saying, if you say, like the Zeicha Yitzchak, right, if you say that Kippah is not a function of Yeshua Shalolim, but any time that we know that someone is Becheskas Mezid, then we'll put him into Kippah. So if you assume that the Isra Avodah Zarah is so well known that the person is Becheskas Mezid, so then maybe we put someone who serves Avodah Zarah without Hasra, but there are Eidim. Maybe we would put him to Kippah. I'm not sure what the Mefarshim say about that. But if you take the Zeicha Yitzchak Svara to its logical conclusion, what should emerge is that Kippah might apply not just to Ritzicha, it could apply to other things too. If the person is really Becheskas Mezid, and he knows that there's an onus of Misa, then maybe we would put him to death. As long as he's Becheskas Mezid. Okay? Zach?
Could we then say that according to Tosfot, the mentioning of the Isser is not Midine Hatzalah? Since he didn't even...
Definitely according to Tosfot. That's why Tosfot says that you need the statement, Heichem Amiach Abinu Sheva Shemayim. And the Rashash and Avsamach Zayin suggest Bidas Tosfot. That's Bain, if you have Mesis, Bain by Mesis Echad or Mesis Shnayim. You always need Heichem Amiach Abinu Sheva Shemayim. Why? To tell him about the Issa, because Tosfos holds that Hasra of the Issa is not Midine Hatzalah. So even though we don't care about Hatzalah of the Mesis, we still have to give him the basic Hasra. Okay, this concludes this topic. Okay, Hasra of a Mesis and Hasra of a Hachem and Shogid Mesis. We still have a few moments, so I'd like to move on just briefly to the next speaker. The Gemara continues at the bottom of Chesam and Beis. The Vashi Yomar Kigon, the Asu B'Malkas V'lo Asu B'Chtala. The Meir and the Chachamim are arguing about a case where the Eidim say that they were master the Isha for Malkas and not for Misa. The Kamifli B'Flukta the Rabbi Shmuel for Rabbonim. The Meir and the Chachamim, right, the Machlokas of Meir and the Chachamim, whether you need a Bezin of Esam or Shlosha, Bezin of Shlosha, they're arguing about the Machlokas of Rabbi Shmuel and the Chachamim. That's mentioned later in the Mishnah. Nan makas b'shloshim, yishim Rabbi Shmuel, amr b'esim b'shloshim. Machlokas Rabbi Shmuel and the Chachamim, whether makas requires the bezin of esim b'shloshim. Someone eats chaylev, and there are edim and hasra, you want to give him malkas. Someone eats nevela, you want to give him malkas. So, is that done in a bezin of esim b'shloshim? he would adjudicate in a bezin and bezin v'shlosha, bezin v'shlosha. This is Dr. Vashi. But Meir and the Chachamim, we have a machlokas about Motzi Shemer, whether it's bezin v'shlosha, v'shlosha. That's the old machlokas, Rabbi Shmuel and the Rabbanan, whether Marcus is v'shlosha, bezin v'shlosha. We're talking about a case where Asu b'Malkus, they were master the woman for Malkus, but not for Ktola. They weren't master her. She's Mizana, but they weren't master her that she'll be Chayav Misa. They were master she'll be Chayav Malkus. So this case will never lead to Misa. Even if you're afraid of Laz, it will never lead to Misa. So why should you need Esther Mishlosh according to the Chachamim? The answer is the Chachamim hold like Rabbi Yishmael that Makas is always Be'esim U'shlosha. So this could lead to a diyun about the Makas. Right? It's not that it could lead. There is a diyun about whether she's Chayav Makas. So that's why you need a Be'esim U'shlosha U'shlosha. Even for the Mamanis, you need a Be'esim U'shlosha U'shlosha. Just like if it could lead to Dina Fashas, you need a Be'esim U'shlosha U'shlosha for the Maman. So do here, because since Marcus needs the Bezin of Esma Shlosha, so the same concerns we have about a case of Dina Nefashas will apply to Marcus. So even for the Mominus, you'll need a Bezin of Esma Shlosha. Because there is a Din of Marcus here too. There's a Din of Marcus here too. Rashi adds that Ravashi's statement seems like it's the Loki Hilchasa. It's really going only according to one Shita. What does Rashi say over here? The Asuba Malkus lo Asuba Ktola. The Avadai lo Miktala el Aloka. If the Edim were master only for Malkus, she's not going to get Misa. She's not going to get Malkus. The Enlocha Misa's Bezdin shlo nera balav. There's no Misa's Bezdin where the Pasuk doesn't say Alav. So if you master her for Malkus, she'll get the Malkus. Not the Misa. Now she's just telling you she's only going to get the Malkus because there is a Lav. So he says there is no Misa's Bezdin, that there's no Lav, so that's why there can be Malkus. Because Sava says Rashi, Lav Shenitan Lav, Saras Misa's Bezdin, Logan Olav. Ravashi holds that Lav Shenitan Lav, Saras Misa's Bezdin, Logan Olav. Ki Asuba Malkus Velokatala. That if you have a Lav that can lead to a Misa's Bezdin, it's an Azharas Misa's Bezdin, you could get Malkus on it if you're Master for Malkus. It's a Chiddush, because if it's Azharas Misa's Bezdin, Mistoma, you should give Hasra for Misa, not for Malkus. It's a strange Hasra that you're giving the person. You should give the Hasra for Misa. So it's a Chiddush. The Gemara and Makdis has a big discussion about that. But this day is assuming that Lav Shenitan Azharas Misa's Bezdin Lo Ken Olav. So that's why if you're Master of Malkus, you can get Malkus. The Chachamim are assuming that Lav Shenitan Lasaras Misa's Bezdin Lo Ken Olav. So if you're master even for Malkus, you could get the Malkus, even though it's Nitan Lasaras Misa's Bezdin. If you're master for Malkus, then there will be a Chi of Malkus for them. So that's why the Chachamim say that you need a Bezdin of Esu Mishlosha. And Tosus echoes a similar sentiment. For Asik Commander Omer, Lav Shenitan Lasaras Misa's Bezdin Lo Ken Olav. Tosa says, Rav Ashi holds that the Machlokas of Meir and the Chacham is only going according to such a day. If you wouldn't assume Lav Shenitan Lasaras Misa's Bezdin Lo Ken Olav, then we can't explain the Chachamim. Still can't explain the Chachamim. Why would they say you need a Bezdin of Esu Mishlosha? If you're master for Malkus, there's no Chiyav Bechlal, there's no Misa, no Malkus. Nothing. So if there's nothing, then obviously what kind of Bezdin do you need for the Maman? Only a Bezdin of Shlosha? The fact that the Chachamim hold you need a Bezdin of Esu Mishlosha clearly is assuming that if they're master for Malkus, they'll get the Malkus. Is Nitan Lazaras Misa's Bezdin. The Chachamim must be holding that Lav Shenitan Lazaras Misa's Bezdin Lokan Olav. Lokan Olav. So that's why you can get the Malkus, you'll need a Bezdin of Esu Mishlosha. What does the Lashon of the Mishnah mean according to this? Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim have a Machlokes by Motzi Shema, right? Motzi Shema b'shlosha divrei Rav Meir, v'chachamim omer Motzi Shema b'esem b'shlosha mivnei sheyesh bo dinei nefashos. What does mivnei sheyesh bo dinei nefashos mean? According to Rav Ashi's pshat. Mivnei sheyesh bo dinei nefashos, that's why the Chachamim say that the mominus of Motzi Shema needs esem b'shlosha? It doesn't sound like that. Rav Ashi says we're talking about Asu b'malkas v'lo Asu b'laktala. So why do you need Asu m'shlosha according to the Chachamim? Why? Because Malkas is b'Asu m'shlosha. Not that m'mnei sheyesh bo din in nefashos. Not because Motzi Shemra has din in nefashos involved with it. What's the lashon of the Mishnah according to Rav Ashi? M'mnei sheyesh bo din in nefashos. What does that mean? What does that mean? Zakti Yad Ramah, Rav Ashi is clearly taking a stand on the Machlokas Amoraim later in the Gemara and Daf Yud. What Rabbi Yishmael holds, why is Makas Be'asim Mishlosh? Right? He must be taking a stand on that. You got to work out the Peshat in the Mishnah, according to Rav Ashi. How many of you saw the Yad Ramah already? Comes the Yad Ramah. This is just a short Yad Ramah. The other Yad Ramah will leave. Okay, we'll do that tomorrow. Mitzvah. Hadika Ami Rabbana Mimesh Yesh Bodin and Nefashos. Latin and Nefashos Dafka Kami. They don't mean Mimesh Yesh Bodin and Nefashos. There's going to be Din and Nefashos here. No, Ela Ladina Demakas Karu Din and Nefashos. Mimesh Yesh Bodin and Nefashos really means Mimesh Shahu Din and Nefashos. Malkus is Din and Nefashos. There's a Din of Din and Nefashos. The Gansava Malkus B'Makom Misa Hu Omeid. Rabbi Yishmael holds that Malkus is Be'asim Mishlosha because it's Omeid B'Makom Misa. Malkus is Omeid B'Makom Misa. It's like Dina Nefashos. That's what Mimeshi Yeshbo Dina Nefashos. Mimeshi Yeshbo Dina Nefashos means the Malkus of Motzi Shemra is Dino Kedina Nefashos. That's why it needs Be'asim Mishlosha. That's Pshat. So this is a Machlokas Amoraim. In the Gemara and Daf Yud, Mishim Rabbi Yishmael Lama Be'esim Ushlosha. Why does Rabbi Yishmael say that Makas needs Esim Ushlosha? My time with Rabbi Yishmael, Am Rabbi Asi Rosh Rosh Mechayev Emisos. Ksivach Avahayim Ben Akosa Rosh Ksivasim Asher Hu Rosh Lomus. It's a Gzer Shav. By Makas it uses a Lashon of Rosh. By Misa it uses a Lashon of Rosh. Gzer Shav Rosh Rosh. So you see that the halachas of Misa apply to Makas. So the Bezdin of Misa applies to Makas. You need a Bezdin of Esim Ushlosha. Malahalim Be'esim Mishlosha, Kam Be'esim Mishlosha. Rava Amar Malkus B'Makom Misa Omedes. Rava says Malkus is only B'Makom Misa. It's not Rosh Rosh, it's that Malkus is like Misa. Malkus is like Misa. As Rashi explains, Malkus B'Makom Misa Omedes, the Kema Do'Avar Al-Azharas Boro Roy Hulamus. Malkus is B'Makom Misa, because since a person violated a lav, he really should die. He deserves death. Just Malkus? Violated Azharas Boro, the Creator said not to violate this law in the Torah. This really should be Chaya Misa. Umisa Zukona Solov Hakosov, Vareo Kaachas Mina Misas. It really should be Chaya Misa. But here the Torah gave you a different kind of Misa. It's called Malkus. Chiechi the Skila Bifneatzma, Sreva Bifneatzma, Vaherik Bifneatzma. I'm not sure what he has against Chenik that he left it out, but. Havinami Malkus Kaachas Mina Misas. Right? Malkus Makamisa Medes. Malkus is like a Misa. A person deserves Misa if Khalila he violated one of the laws of the Torah. Malkus is B'Makom Misa. If it's B'Makom Misa, needs a Bezdin of Esim Ushlosha. Rav Ashi is assuming that that's how the Chachamim are going to learn. Asu B'Malkus or Asu B'Ktala. The Chachamim say that the moment of Motzi Shema requires the Bezdin of Esim Ushlosha because Malkus is Makom Misa Omedes, Malkus is Dino Kamisa. That's what the Chachamim mean when they say Mimeshi Yesh Bo Dini Nefashos. Motzi Shema has within it Dini Nefashos the Chi of Malkus. If they be Masra, the woman, for Malkus, not for Ktala, that also is a Din Nefashos. And therefore, even the moment of Motzi Shema is going to require a Bezdin of Esim Ushlosha.